Today is a very blessed day for all us in church. And the most blessed one is myself. With all these messages, starting from Sabbath school all the way to Pastor Mata. And to know that they cover part of my sermon. So Pastor Mata, you're not alone. So, praise the Lord. And this sermon, when I was writing the sermon and putting together, I prayed to the Lord, asking him for guidance, direction, and that he will put all his thoughts on the paper. When you feel pressure, you feel anxious. But this time, I was happy. Happy all through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And just to give honor and glory to God, I want to have another prayer, if you can join with me. Our precious Father in heaven, we don't know how to express our gratitude. But Lord, we want to give you honor and glory, that the message be to give that to you. And bless us, and bless especially a person that is going to be touched in their heart for salvation. And I ask the Holy Spirit to speak, and your servant be quiet. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you are baptized? Raise your hand. I want to see, is there anybody that is not baptized? How many of you are baptized by fire? Okay, we're gonna study that. We're going to study that. That's very important. Do you think that we need to be baptized by fire? Yes. Absolutely. So, in Proverbs 16:15, it says, "In the light of the king's countenance," who is our king? "And his favor is a cloud of the latter rain." Does the latter rain have something to do with the baptism with fire? Yes. Does the seal of God has to do something with the baptism of fire? Yes. They are all connected. Now, I want you to visualize. I know that that's a bad word. It used to be a bad word, visualize, because they thought it was something from the Middle East or Oriental philosophy. But let's visualize, put in our mind the imagination. This is found in Deuteronomy 11:10-14. Where are we going to? Where is our walk to? Where do we want to get to? It says, "For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, whence thou sowest thy seed and watered it with thy food, as garden of herbs, but the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinking water on the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God care for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently into my command, into my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil." Now, God told this to Moses because they were going to Egypt into earthly Canaan. But today, we are called to leave Egypt, the world, into heavenly Canaan. Now, in Matthew 3, verse 1 and 2 and 11 says, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Pastor Marta mentioned that is the message of John the Baptist. I indeed baptize you with water and to repentance. Is that important? But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So the Bible mentioned two baptisms. The one when we come commit to the Lord and we were baptized by water and we repented, and that enabled us to receive the second one. And we're going to see examples of it. Acts 2, verses 1 and 8 and 14. Fire is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. And when the day of Pentecost was full come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Wind is a symbol of what? The Holy Spirit. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like what? So fire is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So the wind and the fire is the Holy Ghost. And began to speak in another tongues as the Spirit gave him utterance. Were they speaking babbling words? And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of how many nations? Every nation. Now, speaking in tongues is for the benefit of every man from every nation. So now you see the gospel has to be preached through every nation in the world, and God did enable the disciples to do that. Is he going to do it again? Absolutely. Under the latter rain. Under the experience of the Pentecost on us. Are we waiting for it? Amen. Verse 6. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these we speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we are born? Do we need to go to school to be anointed by the Holy Spirit and speak in another tongue? No whatsoever. All you need to do is have a different qualification. And we're going to talk about it. Now, let me talk about fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit. In Daniel 3:25, he, Nebuchadnezzar, answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. How many times was that furnace heated? Seven times. It was to melt metal. And now, so, that fire only was testing the three Hebrew men. It was testing their faith. We learned in Sabbath school that faith is tried like gold by fire. Their faith was tried by fire. How is our faith going to be tried? By fire. And when? When is our faith going to be tested? With the test of Sunday law. So we're going to have our furnace. We're going to go through it like the three Hebrew men. Now, fire also purifies. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory and the appearance of Jesus Christ. So we are going through fire right now. Your faith, my faith, is being purified. God wants to take the dross out of this jewel, because you are his jewels. You know, when jewels are polished, it's because they have blemishes. And all the blemishes of character, God is polishing today. And if you want to see what blemish do you have, read Galatians 5:22 and 23. Or read 2 Peter 1:5-10. And you're going to find something that you are not comfortable with. And you pray the Lord, Lord, polish that area of your jewel. Also, God approves the offering by consuming it with fire. Leviticus 9:24, that's an example. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Are you offering from the meagerness of your heart? Or are you offering all your heart? God says that he wants all of us. Now, the same fire God is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy 4:24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. You know that the word Lord here is translated from the word Jehovah. And also includes the Holy Spirit. Now, when the Lord took the Israelites from Egypt, and he has a cloud to protect them during the day, and what was the cloud at night? It was a pillar of fire. And Psalm 50, verse 3 says, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about. Fire will cleanse the earth. 2 Peter 3:12. Looking for and hastening into the coming of that day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That is going to be, we had never seen this. How the elements melt with the fire in the sky. Now, how are the wicked men going to end in this earth? By fire. It says in Revelation 20, verse 7 to 10, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of the prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom it is the sands of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The word ever and ever means complete, until it's burnt. There is nothing more to burn, and it's finished. Something interesting that I have found in the Bible is that how the Lord is going to burn Satan. Apparently, Satan cannot be burned from the outside. Because remember, he was a covering angel, and he walked on the coal of fire of the throne of God. Now, it says in Ezekiel 28:18, the anointed, talking about the anointed cherub, it says, thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic, Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. God will kindle the fire within Satan. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth, and the sign of all them that behold thee. Now, so far you have seen the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings us into judgment, righteousness, rebuke us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He is the one who come and teach us. He is the one that enables us. He is the one to come as an anointed. He is the latter rain. He is the early rain. He also destroys. He is going to kill the wicked. Now, what is the purpose for all of us? What is the purpose for us to be baptized with fire? And for the disciples, was this, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness to me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, the saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Very clear that they had to go through the experience of the upper room to be enabled to preach the gospel to how many nations? The whole earth. Now, the gospel needs to be preached in all the world now, even in the most impossible places to go, like Saudi Arabia or the Arab countries, China. You know, there is a new religion in China. The government is squashing all the Christians and the Muslims and everybody. Oh, by the way, the Muslims are taken to concentration camps to be re-educated. They want to take religion out of their mind because the new religion is worshiping the president of the country. They are following North Korea. You want to unite the people? Bring religion. So, what about us? Revelation 10:9-11. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in their mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I ate it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. What does it mean, many peoples? Many, but not all? It means all nations. It's the same commandment that God gave to the disciples. Is it given today? The gospel must reach the entire world for the end to come. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to how many? All the world for a witness into all nations, and then shall the end come. We cannot preach to every single nation if we are not empowered as the disciples became empowered on the upper room. It's that simple. They received the baptism by fire. We need the baptism by fire also. The preparation to receive the baptism with fire. In Acts chapter 1, verses 8 and 12 to 14. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. The Lord says that we need to go to the most remote places of this earth. But he prioritized. Where do we need to start with? at home in Jerusalem. Oh, you know, when we started the group in Fontana, we were making plans to evangelize the world. And then we have all these zealous Adventists coming, that many of them were so zealous for the gospel, but they knew no Jesus. They didn't have the love in their heart. So bad that one of our greeters brought a little box full of safety pins. And so if she will see a lady that has a little V-neck on the blouse, she will go and put a safety pin in the blouse. Yeah. And we had a deacon that if a lady had the skirt just about the knee, he will make sure that during lunch or during we make a line, he will go and tell her about the skirt. Very inappropriate. Yeah. You know. So, the gospel needs to start at home, in Jerusalem, then in Judea, and then in Samaria, and then to the rest of the world. It had to start here. Why do you think we exist here in Colton? Because this is an oasis. This is where you come and learn, where all get evangelized. I couldn't understand why we don't win so many souls out in the world. That's because we need to be evangelized in Jerusalem first. Now, verse 12 in Acts 1:8:1. Then turned they into Jerusalem from the Mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealots, and Judas the brother of James. These all continue with disagreement. Is it what it says? In one accord in prayer and supplications. Do you want to be in one accord? Do you want to have a different opinion? When I have a different opinion, let's settle with prayer and the scriptures. Let the Lord do the last opinion. And then, if we have God's opinion, nobody's going to disagree. We're going to be in one accord. But that can't happen if we don't have Jesus in the heart. That's it. Now, notice this, that tribulation precedes the latter rain. Tribulation preceded the upper room experience of Pentecost. In Matthew 26:31 says, Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherds, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. If you and I could have been there with the disciples of Jesus and witnessing the betrayal, when the soldiers captured Jesus, when he was mistreated and then put it at the cross, could you have bear that? That's terrible. And you know, Satan is trying to damage our mind. So, if we see blood, in our mind, it's his fault. But you know how the devil is desensitizing our mind? Yeah. By presenting blood continually, presenting violence. How much violence have you seen on the TV, or on the internet, or in the news? The news only live out of violence. Otherwise, nobody watched news. And we are all desensitized. Now, today. Today's Disciples, Revelation 10:10, page 3. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Revelation 7, verse 4 and 14. And I heard a number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, we are going to go through great tribulation. But to be overcomers during the tribulation, we may have to wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb. So, our robes have to be spotless. Why has to be washed in blood? Because blood cleans us from what? From sin. How many sins? All of them. All of them. Because the Bible says that, Be thou perfect as thy Father in heaven is. Only perfect people will go to heaven. So, I'm not trying to discourage you, because we all are struggling, but how many of you that you can be perfect right here, right now? Raise your hand. Okay, I'm going to tell you how. How many of you talked to Jesus this morning? Okay, how many of you are walking with Jesus? How many of you think that Jesus is perfect? How many of you know for sure that self is dead at the cross? So who's living in you? You have the perfectness of Jesus. Whatever happens to you right now, doesn't matter. You and I are perfect. Make sure that you're walking with Jesus. And you have to say, hello, good morning, Jesus, every day, right? Every day. Yes. Let's identify those who take the gospel to all the earth at the end. We know that they had been baptized by fire. Revelation, I already read that one. Oh, Revelation 14, 1, 4, and 5, and 12. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood in the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. What does that mean? After receiving the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you are sealed. You have the name of the Father and the forehead. And what is name? Character. You and I will have the same character. The character of God. These are they which were not defiled with women. Once you came to Christ, it's all it counts. You came to Christ and you marry him in baptism. That is the early rain. And when you are with him, you are not going to look to the deceiver. You're not going to go after false gospel. Otherwise, you lose your virginity. So once you came to Christ, stay with him, and you be a virgin. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found guile. No guile. For they are without fault before the throne of God. Here is the patience of the saints. Why do the saints have to have patience? Because they go through tribulation. They have to wait in the Lord. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. So their faith is shown by what? By keeping the commandments. We learned that this morning. What signs will follow the disciples after Pentecost? Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Have we seen that? Some of you had that experience already. Brother Eugene has cast devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Well, we haven't gotten that blessing yet. They shall take up serpents. We don't have that experience yet. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Ah. What about COVID? Deadly COVID. If you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, it won't hurt you. No poisons of the world. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Have we seen that? Praise the Lord, we have seen that. So the Lord has given us little tokens. Seventh-day Sabbath Church, I'll give you these tokens. Believe in me. Just hold on. You're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, the prophet Joel described the 144,000 of our time. This is what it says in Joel 2, verse 2 to 11. A day of darkness and a gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and strong, there had not been ever the like. Who is he talking about? 144,000. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, the Holy Spirit, and behind them a flame burnt. They are completely covered by the Holy Spirit. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, meaning they are going to heaven. And behind them a desolate wilderness, judgment. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. How many people will be left without hearing the gospel? None. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as a horseman, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of the fire that devoured the stubble. As the strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. So what is going to stop them? The governments, the borders, checkpoints and the road? Nothing. Nothing. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march everyone on his way, and they shall not break their ranks, neither shall one trust another. Are they in complete agreement? Absolutely. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Do they have a protection with clay? How do you call it? Clay bar? Yeah, clay blood. They had the protection of the Holy Spirit. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide? Now, the last word, who receives the rain? It should be the title for the next one. Who receives the rain? Let's see the qualification. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, in order to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, we need to have what? Repent and be baptized for the remission of? So, all the sin has to be confessed. Mark 1:8. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Do you know that Jesus received the latter rain, the latter rain in his own baptism? Because the early rain is like when John the Baptist says, repent ye and be baptized. Did Jesus have something to repent?
No.
So he received the latter rain right away. He received the Holy Spirit. All the power, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. And he gave it to the disciples. And he told them, go and preach, heal the sick, raise the dead. Very interesting. Now, who will receive the Holy Spirit? The grass will receive the Spirit. The Bible calls you grass. But let's analyze the grass. Mark 4:28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade. Oh, I'm sorry. Zechariah 10:1. As ye of the Lord reign in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bring clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. To how many? So we need to be like the grass, ready to receive it. Now, what is the condition of the grass? Mark 4:28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn on the ear. James 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. The grass needs to be fully grown. The gospel, it was based on the agriculture. The early rain happens probably in January or December when the Israelites had sown the barley and the wheat. And the latter rain will come about March, and then it will just produce all the kernels. And so the priest will come out and look at the fields, and if that was ready, the barley was ready, then he will present the barley and wave it in front of the Lord on the day of Passover. The day after Passover, I'm sorry, on the day after. And if the barley wasn't ready, then he will declare that year they will have an extra month. So there were years they had 30 months instead of 12. Because their system got lagged behind. It was not 335 days with few hours. It was 360 days. So they were lacking five days, and that will accumulate to the point that every 4 years they were missing something, they were behind. So that was a condition. The latter rain came, but the blade has to be up and it has to have flowers. It just needed water to produce the grains. Okay. So the fruits of the, now, what are the grains that we need to have? So we can have the latter rain. But Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We are sealed. And the result of the fruit of the Spirit, John 14:15. If you love me, keep my. And we know that. Okay. Who will receive the Holy Spirit? He that waited. Job 29:23. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. So we need to have patience to receive it. They that are dead to self, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. I didn't write, but that's Galatians. It's Galatians 5:24. Those that walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. There, those in which there is no guile in their mouth, Revelation 14:5. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Those who know the Lord, Hosea 6:3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, former rain into the earth. Very clear in Hosea, you will receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit if you know the Lord. And to know the Lord is a personal experience. Nobody can share that with you. That's why the five foolish virgins couldn't get oil from the wise virgins. It's something personal. Also, those who overcome the test will receive the Holy Spirit. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. What kind of test is this? That test is mentioned on the Church of Philadelphia. But what is the test that will come to all the world? Sunday law. So the Church of Philadelphia is parallel with the Church of Laodicea. As a matter of fact, if you look at all the churches, they are all parallel. All those conditions happen today. Now, can you give me a reason why we are not going to let get the latter rain as a church? In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 26, mentioned, when the heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sins, when thou dost afflict them. So, what is the Lord shutting up the sky and don't let the rain come in upon the church? Because they have sinned against him. Jeremiah 3:3. Therefore the showers has been withholding. Well, why is the showers of the Holy Spirit withholding? And there has been no latter rain. And thou had a hoarse forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Whoa, that is harsh. So he called the church, he blamed the church for go a whoring, for not receiving the latter rain. A whoring, meaning that if you have a bridegroom that is Jesus Christ, and you are looking after another man, you are cheating. What? Maybe you are not looking unto another man. Maybe you are looking unto yourself. Cheating with yourself. Now, what should we do? That's a probably the most important question. What should we do? Joel 2, 12 to 14. Remember that Joel described the 144,000, the people of this time, with a special assignment? Now, Joel described them. He says, therefore also know, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. How much? All. And with fasting. Oh. And with weeping and with mourning. You know, if we don't have control on ourselves, if we have a habit that we cannot shake it off, fast for 24 hours. And you'll see that God will empower you. It will reshape your biological clock. If you have problems with your stomach, digestion, or lightheadedness, so forth, do fasting, and the Lord will restore the biological clock. And he continued, verse 13, and rend your heart and gnaw your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger. I love that. The Lord has been patient with me. And of a great kindness, and repented him of the evil. God repented from punishing me as a consequence of my sins. And he's kind and waiting for me. Who knows if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering into the Lord thy God? Let's have patience. Let's have endurance. Let's bring in ourselves as a present to God. Perhaps he will turn and give us a blessing. Blow the trumpet in Zion. And we read that one this morning. And call for fasting and solemn assembly. Pastor Mata mentioned this. Joel 2:15. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Where is Zion? The church. So we know the priorities. We need to stand in Jerusalem. Then Samaria, Judea, Samaria, and the rest of the world. So blow the trumpet in Zion. That's why we exist here. The Lord put 7 days of our church here to blow a trumpet. Maybe our trumpet is too small because many people in Loma Linda don't know we exist. But sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those who suck at the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. You know, I've never been in such a church that makes so many appeals and altar calls. But praise the Lord. It shakes the heart. The priest. Now, there is a message for the pastors, the elders, deacons. Deaconesses, everyone that has a leadership position. Joel 2:17. Let the priest, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, this is how we need to pray as the leaders. Spare thy people, O Lord, and give known thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Our prayer should be, Lord, we don't want to be a mockery among the heathen. Let our people show the Holy Spirit living in them. Now, God, leave us some promises. Joel 3:23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ with strengthened me. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We need to put our will into it, our own effort. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. If you don't feel like getting up in the morning to study the Bible, if you don't feel like prayer, if your life is all disorganized, you feel not doing missionary work, you feel not coming to church, ask the Lord for the blessing, because he will put both the will and the do of his good pleasure, because we don't have it. But he's not going to do it for you. He's not going to do it for me. Once I'm enabled, given energy, he gave me the tools, I got to use them. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted about that ye are able. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, but I'm going through something that is so difficult. You understand, Lord, that I'm going to commit sin because I'm human. But he says, who will not suffer you to be tempted about that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear. Lord, you promise you open the door. Where is the door, Lord? Give me your hand. Take me through it. Be honest with the Lord, and he will take you through. Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. You know, this promise is for the 144,000. You know that. It's a promise to those who escape from Laodicea. Romans 9:28, for he will finish his work and cut it short in righteousness, because a sure work will the Lord make upon the earth. The Lord is going to finish this. And it's going to cut it short. And I hope that the Lord will not find us asleep with no oil in our vessels. Now God give us a command today. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Would you like the Lord to describe you that way? If that's the way, would you like to kneel with me and receive a blessing? Precious Father in heaven, we are here a group of your children. A small group, willing to give it all for you. Lord, give us the will, the doing according to your good pleasure. Enable us, Lord, to go through the door to escape temptation. Seal us with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I'm not asking in presumption, but I ask that if we all can be part of the 144,000. And now, as you commanded Moses and Aaron to bless the people, I will read it as in Numbers 6:22 to 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you, Father, for that assurance. In Jesus' name, amen.